This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Felimon Guana Jr. Date of birth is January the 15th, 1964. Case ID number is 338-0951. Date of examination, May the 31st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Orthopedic Surgeon Center, dated 4/13/22. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right humerus fracture, comma, right pelvic ring fracture, comma, bilateral knee pain, comma, right foot numbness, comma, and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was February the 19th, 2020, where he worked as an electrical worker for approximately 28 years, where he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, right humerus arm fracture. Number two, right pelvic ring fracture. Number three, bilateral knee pain. Number four, right foot numbness. And number five, lumbar sacral back pain. History of allegations. Number one, right pelvic ring fracture and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that on February the 19th, 2020, he fell off of a platform while doing an electrical job at a very high level. During that process, he injured his lumbar sacral back area and sustained a right pelvic ring fracture. The claimant states the character of the pain is a dull, tired pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his right leg and it causes numbness of his foot. The claimant went on to have surgery on February the 21st, 2020 to have an open reduction internal fixation of the right pelvic ring fracture, and states that he did have good results with the surgery. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 45 minutes, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds with the left arm, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his family doctor is Dr. Norma Iglesias. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and occasionally walking for exercise. The claimant has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 12 sessions of physical therapy. He is presently on no pain medications. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back strain and a right pelvic ring fracture, which was surgically repaired, along with right foot numbness. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number one, three, and four, right humerus fracture, bilateral knee pain, and right foot numbness. The claimant states that on February the 19th, 2020, when he fell from a platform, He also fractured his right arm humerus and went on to have surgery consisting of a open reduction internal fixation of an open wound of his humerus. The claimant also sustained bilateral torn meniscus of both knees and has had right knee meniscal repair, which was performed on January 2021 with arthroscopic surgery. He is still pending possible surgery for the left knee. His symptoms include occasional swelling, warmth, sometimes pain and stiffness, mild increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every other day in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rails, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds with his left arm. He is unable to lift anything right now with his right arm. The claimant is unable to open up a jar top. He has no assisted devices, and his orthopedic surgeon is Dr. Tumble. He is presently on no medications for pain, and the only other physical activity he does is walking. MRI of the right knee shows a tear of both menisci, osteoarthritis, and prepatellar edema. MRI of the left knee shows a complex tear of the medial meniscus, bone contusion of the medial tibial plateau. Family history. The mother died at the age of 71 from a myocardial infarction. She had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. His father died at the age of 88 from pneumonia and complications of infection. He also has a positive family history of diabetes mellitus, breast cancer, and heart disease. Medications. On number one, Amesartan, hydrochloride, 40 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, bisamonidine tartrate, 0.2%, one drop BID to both eyes. Number four, timolol maleate, 0.5%, one drop BID to both eyes. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, history of bilateral torn meniscus with right knee arthroscopic surgery performed for a meniscal tear, open reduction internal fixation of a right fractured open humerus, fractured of the right arm. Also a right pelvic ring fracture, which was surgically repaired on 2/19/20 with a open reduction internal fixation of the fracture. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.1. Weight, 271 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 10 and a half inches. BP 170 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 38.5, General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for a mild right eye cataract. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? There is a right lower quadrant abdominal incision of 1 centimeter where a surgical repair of a pelvic ring fracture was performed. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger to nose was abnormal, secondary to the right arm fracture. Heel to shin exam was abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremities with mild tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for decrease in flexion of the right elbow. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left, upper, and lower extremities. However, the claimant had abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the elbow and the hip area on the right side. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, but in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal for the right upper and lower extremities. There is a normal range of motion and strength of the left knee and decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee. The claimant is able to squat but had difficulty in getting up on his own. Difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurologic, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms noted of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities, and muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left arm, but has difficulty with the right. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right upper extremity and the right pelvic ring area of his hip. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to multiple fractures of the right humerus, comma, right pelvic ring, comma, bilateral torn meniscus, comma, and generalized weakness. Probable diagnoses is, number one, right humerus fracture, dash, confirm with physical examination and medical records. Number two, right pelvic ring fracture, dash, confirm with medical records. Stable at this time. He does have problems with range of motion of the right hip. Number three, bilateral knee pain secondary to bilateral torn meniscus. Dash has been treated on the right side and appears to be stable at this time. Left knee surgery is still pending. Number four, right foot numbness, more likely than not coming from a nerve impingement syndrome, appears to be stable at this time. Number five, lumbar sacral back pain, normal physical exam. Appears to be stable, secondary to lumbago. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Filemon Gaona, Jr.